And you got some news on the iOS 14.2 from Apple, how it's out now. And there's been a few bugs fixed of recent times, but they've got a new tool to help enforce social distancing, I believe.
It is. So if you've got an iPhone, got an iPad, put this on there as well. It does fix a lot of issues out there. And I've got to say, 14 now, I think it's really quite a stable platform out there as well. There were a couple of problems before they fixed. But what they're also going to doing now is they're actually got the part of it where you can actually measure how close people are to you. Actually, in the accessibility menu, there is a magnifying part in there. You actually turn that on, drag it onto your screen, put the shortcut on there, and then the LiDAR sensor in the iPhone 12 Pro can actually be used to detect people and measure the distance between you and them, helping you recommend the 1.5-metre distance. Very, very very clever how this is done.
Richard, how timely is that with our social distancing rules? That's brilliant.
Exactly right. I used it in the pub on the weekend, as I normally do.
Of course you do.
Running around. And there's more than 100 new emojis, because we all love emojis while we're out there. We've got songs now. We've got a ninja. Who doesn't want a ninja to send to people? Smiling face with a tear, Groucho Marx on there, transgender pride flags, and a boomerang. Really good, but really, download 14.2. You will thank me for it with your iPhone.
I bet you a lot of people are so excited about those new characters, which you just pointed out there. Let's move from the iOS 14.2 from Apple to scammer impersonating. NBN makes mistake by calling the cybercrime police.
Yeah, police over in South Australia actually rung by somebody pretending to be from the NBN, so they kept them on the line, you know, on the phone while they're doing it. So, you know, it's, again, the NBN don't ring you. But what they got these people, the police, to do, and they've got special computers to be able to do this, is actually go to this website that's supposed to be on the NBN. But all they were doing was taking, when they showed the website up there as well, it wasn't actually .com. It was used by a third-party company as well. So they set it up just basically scam. Mm. And they want them to download remote access software as well, which they were able to go along and do, because this computer's not used for anything on there as well. And they were saying that if once you download all of this, it will fix your internet problems. Again, this is a scam. You don't let anybody log onto your computer and download software to it, especially for things like it's the NBN, it's Microsoft, because it's all scam. It's designed to go along. Once the software's on your computer, it's designed, if you bank on that computer, it's designed to take your banking details. It's designed to take all your contacts on there as well. Do not let anybody you don't know install things on your computer that you don't know about.
Be wary, look out for those impersonators, and if it looks too good to be true, chances are it is. So make sure you are wary. And I've said in countless times, haven't we, with Telstra and banks and tax departments and so forth, they generally don't ring you. You've got to be in contact with them. So there's a word of warning there, Richard. Tell us a little bit about Bluetooth. Is it a bag of hurt?
You know, Bluetooth's been around for more than 20 years now, and there'd be rarely a week go by without a question about Bluetooth for me. Devices connect, they may randomly disconnect, or they get interference from other devices. Now, the problem we're getting with a lot of things is because Apple, Google, and other companies have got rid of the headphone jacks of their phones. That pushes people towards those wireless connections, which means they'll have to rely on the Bluetooth connection. But Bluetooth still is very unreliable sometimes. It's got a short range on there as well, uses up battery life. But it is a standard that's used around the world. We've got wireless printers, keyboards, game controllers, speakers, headphones, all use it. It was created by a group of engineers in the mid-90s in a way to exchange data between devices. Bluetooth uses a 2.4 frequency to communicate with the other devices. But that's the spectrum that baby monitors, cordless phones, fluorescent lights and microwaves emit, and they all interfere with your Bluetooth devices on there as well. So that's why you're going to get issues sometimes. So be really careful sometimes about when you do all this. You might have to reconnect, but Bluetooth on there, occasionally you can get things that disconnect, things that connect. And remember, distance is a big thing with that as well. You get too far away, it's not going to work.
And Richard, does Bluetooth also transfer data much slower than, say, what Wi-Fi does?
Oh, incredibly slower than what Wi-Fi does.
Okay.
So if it gets interfered with, that's why it drops out.